Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second, the third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third, the center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards the mound. Uhel juggles the ball. That's an error on Uhel. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Hooper scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strunk moves to second. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans strikes out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Leverett covering, for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Collins bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to third. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Strunk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Falk reaches second base with a double. Hooper goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schott pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Schott moves to third. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schott scores. Jameson moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jameson scores. Wamsgans moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, White Sox. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0 for 1 in the game. Leverett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Leverett moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardner for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Strunk moves to third. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk is walked intentionally. Falk moves to second. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leverett hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Strunk scores. Falk scores. Schalk moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jamieson hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. Jamieson moves to third. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops it up and throws to first, with Edwards covering, for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hooper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Strunk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. Shealy moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Leverett strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sheely moves to third. Shock moves to second. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for James Edwards. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Wamsgans moves to third. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Strunk hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-3 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, With the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Leverett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 9-2, White Sox. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Mulligan moves to third. It's 10-2, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Bagby reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bagby moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. Bagby scores. Jameson moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. One out. It's 10-3, White Sox. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-4 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Wood reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Wamsgans scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 10-6, White Sox. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-4 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.